I've also become addicted to mints. Not beef mints, but mint mints. And I can't stop eating them.
As a veggie, that would be an absolute curveball if you were just like, yeah, fucking smashing mints.
I secretly also eat loads of beef mints raw. I don't even cook it. I'm just sitting in the kitchen floor, shoveling beef. Look, I've even got a little pack of Fisherman's Friends sitting right next to me. Look.
Aww, cute.
They're really good. They're really nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Next sponsor, anyway. After Casio, Fisherman's Friends.
Fisherman's Friends.
And then Werther's Originals.
Yeah, oh, man. God.
The sweet the old you man before podcast. You die. Yeah. Pisces.
Yeah. So our target audience. Wow. Old men.
Old retired men. Anyway, this is old retired taking men. A turn.
Hey, we know at least two women listen to the podcast.
That's true.
At least two.
At least.
At least two. Okie dokie. Hello, and welcome to Pisces. My name is Rich. I'm the handler, and my players are Ed and Jordan. We're playing the Delta Green game system, adapted to be set in the UK. Please be aware that Delta Green games are horror-based, so episodes may contain depictions of violence, mental health issues, and other uncomfortable topics. So last time you continued your investigations in Groversville. After breakfast, you went to see Billy Ray Spivey's mother, Angel, and answering the door was her brother-in-law, Joe Krista, who questioned whether you were with the UFO man, Scott Adams, who had been bothering them for a while. You questioned Angel Spivey, who was adamant that her son was not on any drugs or involved with any drugs. She told you of his girlfriend, Jane Allen, and that the local kids hang out at the reservoir. You looked through his room, but all seemed normal as it could be for the circumstances. Next, you headed for Jane Allen's house and found that she wasn't there, and her mother was suspiciously nonchalant about it, possibly because she was hammered. You also learned that her husband was one of the aldermen, people who were on the town council. And Glacier discreetly searched the house under the guise of blowing up the toilet, but found nothing untoward, apart from the house seemed quite unlived in. Afterward, you popped over to the town hall to see Jane's father, but Cindy told you that they are very busy and couldn't see you. They'd come back tomorrow. Back at the diner, another resident approached you with a fanciful tale of cattle mutilation. Once again, watching the skies at night, Glacier thinks he spots colourful flashing lights off to the north. Finally, in the morning, back at the motel, a man from Derringer's office dropped off a solution that could reliably detect the strange matter that was found in Billy Ray Spivey. It glows purple when it comes into contact with the substance. You tested it and were shocked to find that you had purple all over you, both did, and it glittered in the air and even the water and the taps came out purple. So we're still there. You can now intuit it's in the water. It will be in the food. You've both consumed it, supposedly. Delicious pie from the diner, the coffee. This realisation dawns on you. You lost the sand last time. How do your agents react? Ed, you were mostly all right. Jordan, I think you lost 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take well, it in its stride.
It's in the water. Operationally, I think we're done for, aren't we? We're contaminated. We can't go on. I have to report this to the higher ups, haven't we? That he's starting to panic a little bit because he knows that, you know, not knowing what this substance is, he knows that he should report this, but not knowing exactly what it means for him in a personal sense. I'm sure his mind is racing about the possibilities of, you know, cleanup squads and all that sort of thing, but whether he's experienced that or not, we don't really know. But quite nervous at the moment.
I'm gonna be cool as a cucumber.
Cucumber.
I'll look you back. Oh, calm down, Lugano.
Slap him.
Yes. Ugh, upside your head. And I'm just going to look at my glowing hands about, we don't know enough about this yet to start worrying. That spivvy boy, they cut him up real good, so I think we're fine. Let's just let's keep looking into this, but just keep an eye out for anything strange you might feel.
I suppose you're right. I don't know. We got one job, I suppose, and that's to find out who put that in and who put that in the water and try and save as many people as possible.
I'm gonna lick my finger and just like drag it down the wall and then spritz it. And I wanna see how bright purple it glows, please.
It glows pretty purpley.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll just say as well that you'll both know as Delta Queen agents. I know this is your biggest downfall to think like agent. But Jordan, you're not wrong. You're both kind of right. Jordan, you're right that you probably would be starting to think about if you're contaminated, the rest of the town is possibly contaminated. You have to limit the spread, right? That's probably one of your aims as Dale Green agents. This has a natural properties. You want to stop it from infecting as many people as possible. But Ed, you're right as well in that you need to carry on and find out some more answers, really.
Yeah.
So obviously you can continue, but you want to think about the long game as well and what you might need to do to stop the spread.
Yeah. However daunting that might be.
Yes. So you said about wanting to speak to Scott Adams.
Yeah. I believe that we tried to contact him and it went through to like an answer phone sort of.
It did, yeah. And I think someone else mentioned one of the residents of the town said he wasn't from here.
Yeah.
So what do you know about Scott Adams?
Good question.
We know
notes are in
his he works for Watch the Skies. Well, he runs Watch the Skies. He's been around sniffing around, asking people questions about what they've seen. What else we got?
Yep.
He seems to be the authority on and a nucleus around the UFO or the strange happenings, at least, whether it's UFOs or Elvis cutting off others. He seems to be a nucleus around that. And
yeah.
Those who are more susceptible to his charms are gravitating towards him.
Hmm.
Whether that's connected to the water, who knows? Other than that, he does seem to be a bit of an enigma and doesn't really show up anywhere.
Yeah. Well, where do you think that he could be if he's not from town?
I mean, he's got to be staying at one of the... what have we got? So we got the motel?
Yep.
He's probably at the motel. How are we so bad at our only jobs?
Well, no.
Yeah. Okay. Having just had...
It suddenly strikes you, Glacier. You have an epiphany. He's probably staying at the motel.
Damn.
My God, you're a genius.
I'll tell you, Gardo, to just stay for a second and, have a drink, get it together. And I'm going to go to the receptionist and ask if she has seen this fella. That's it.
It's not Cindy, I'm afraid, on reception. It's It's a man. It's a middle-aged man, big droopy mustache. All right.
What time of day is it? Afternoon.
It's the morning.
Morning.
It's so, first thing in the morning.
I know what time it is.
8 o'clock probably. I look at my Casio watch to determine.
Yeah. I spit out my fisherman's friend to make the conversation. Good morning, sir. I was wondering if you could help me look into another guest that may be staying here. See, I'm looking for a gentleman here. A bit unusual. He's from out of town. He likes aliens and things like that. And I'm gonna pull my fake badge out and sort of flash it and be like, we have reasons to believe he might be connected to something we're looking into. So I was wondering if you could let me know which room he's staying in.
Oh, dang. You mean that Scott Adams fella?
That's the one.
Oh yeah, he got two rooms. He's got number 6 and number 7.
Perfect. And do you know which room he's staying in?
He's got room 6 and 7.
Well, that seems pretty factual. I think we'll go look in room 6 and 7. Thank you for your help, sir. You have it's been very useful.
You're welcome.
I give him a nod.
We've got some errands to run.
Could he's you? Here. I thought you were in the room.
You've been there the whole time, just silently.
With my mustache in the corner.
Yeah.
ding, ding, ding. Door goes. We've got some errands to run. Could you, when we come back, could you let us know if Mr. Adams has left his rooms?
All right.
Much appreciated.
I mean, y'all here right now, you're not gonna go pay him a visit.
I was about to say,
you're
we should probably
come back.
Well, I don't know why I'm explaining my plan to you, sir, but my thought process was that perhaps we don't talk to him and then we surveil his room in private.
Yeah, I think let's turn around and face away from the conversation. But before I do, I'm gonna put my hand in my pocket and then pull out a packet and extend a fisherman's friend to him. And be like, treat yourself, sir, to the most refreshment you'll have all day.
The clerk in the back goes, it seems to me a bit like a waste of time if you're right here now and you're going to wait and then coming back later. But that's just me, and I ain't no government official.
Well, we are, now shut your damn mouth.
But he is correct, though. We should definitely just go and...
Yeah, well, no, yeah, 100%.
Do you want to take a room each? You knock on 6, I'll knock on 7 at the same time, see what answers.
Yeah, I think that we need to make sure that we've got our firearms ready as well.
Yeah.
I don't mean like fully kitted and booted, suited and stuff, but at least handguns. We don't know anything about this guy.
You would definitely have your pistols about you anyway.
As
federal agents, yeah, you got your pistols on you, definitely.
Do you want to go put our tactical armor on just to look the piece?
Intimidate him.
Hey.
Yeah, you're right. I'll take 6. You take 7.
Yeah, nice.
Okay. We move you on down to 6 and 7. It's on the opposite side of the motel from where you are. Who's going to what? Who's going to where?
After 7,
I'll do
please.
6, please.
Okay. You knock on room 6. And Ed, Agent Glacier, you knock on room 7. There's no answer at either of them. But Agent Lugano, can I have an alertness roll, please?
You may. 53 over. I've got a 50.
Okay, Agent Glacier. Let's have a luck roll.
61.
Okay. Agent Logano, the door to room 6 at the bottom, along the door jamb, there's a little bit of cloth just sticking out from the bottom of the door. It looks like maybe a bit of towel or something.
He pists, if that's even a to pissed, is that a verb? he goes, psst, psst.
Oh.
Pissing on the
door. I was wondering where you were going with that.
Mikey territory, sorry.
He pisses on the towel and hopes that ammonia kills him. He gets Glazier's attention.
It seems like he's trying to keep something in or something out, whether it's fumes or what, I don't know, but it seems like it's all going on room 6.
Is there any way to sort of grab at the towel, or is it just you could just about see that it's blocking?
You can grab at it, sure. And if you try to pull it, it seems like it's been placed along the bottom of the door.
Yeah,
you can't yank it out.
Knowing, like a draft excluder.
Sort of, yeah.
As we stay here, we have, I guess, a base understanding of the layout. Would we know if there's any other windows to look inside the property, or is it all just one door, one window?
Yeah, so there's the door and there's a window right next to the door, but it's like covered up. Okay. Not purely the curtains being drawn. It looks like a blanket has been put across the window first.
I think we just go loud. Normally these fellas, while paranoid, are quite soft. I don't think we have too much to worry about, and we are pretty tooled up.
Let's not go too loud. Let's go back to the reception, say that we've got a concern for welfare and ask for the key. Because he must have a master key for various reasons.
Okay.
And if he refuses, that way we can go in loud.
Yeah, no, I like it. I'll hand you the fisherman friends just to bribe him with and then send you on your way.
Yeah, nice. Of course.
Thank you.
So yeah, like a rush back to the receptionist. I'm sorry, sir, that we have a concern for welfare. We believe that room 6, there might be some drug activity blocking off vents and stuff. Could we have a master key to get in? We are very concerned.
Oh, damn. I'll give you the key to room 6. Did you try the door?
I don't have time for that.
Maybe it was unlocked the entire time.
I open the door and just shout over to Glacier.
Try the door!
Try the door!
Can I try the door?
He gives you the key.
Okay.
I think we should put the key in.
Are you trying the door?
And pretend it's locked anyway, just to save face now. But oh no, it's locked. It's 100% locked, regardless of what happens.
Okay, anyway, we're back at the door.
Yeah.
The door was unlocked anyway.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Sometimes you just never know, do you?
Oopsies.
I could have just given you the win and been like, oh yeah, the key unlocks the door.
Nah.
But I didn't.
No.
Treat as me.
And it takes some shoving to get the door open because the towel is obviously like stuck underneath the door.
Mm-hmm.
So you give it some shoves. And the door, you finally get through. And you enter into the room and it's dark. Like, all the lights are turned off and all the windows have been covered up with blankets and towels, etc. And it smells pretty bad as well. Can't really see anything.
Can we
turn the lights on, first of all?
Do we know what the smell is?
No. It's like It smells a bit like BO.
Oh, okay.
Something else as well. It smells pretty horrible. But as you turn the lights on, the room's in kind of like a strange disarray. There's loads of clothes. Some are folded neatly on a table, while others are like thrown across the room, tossed into a corner. There's junk food containers everywhere. The bed linen's been like torn off the bed. There's pillows all over the room. It's just like a state of disarray, right?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cool Macintosh PowerBook sitting on the bed. Ooh, it's plugged into the wall. And that's all you can see. There's the bathroom, but the bathroom door's closed.
Okay. I think we should try and get his laptop straight away, basically.
I'd say that perhaps we secure the rest of the building before we start any other investigations. We don't want to be halfway booting up this bit of kid and someone attacks us from behind. Lugano grabs his gun and just gets out of the holster and puts his hand on the bathroom door and slowly opens it.
Okay.
With the gun, you know. Exactly. I don't know, I don't know how to describe that, but go full Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
Gun cocked, gun ready?
Yeah.
Anyway. In the bathroom, a man's body lies in a tub full of bloody water.
Well, you were right.
About 34, bit of a thicker guy, heavy set. His curly black hair and a bushy beard. He's floating there in the tub.
Oof.
Obviously dead.
Yeah.
And the water is completely bloodied.
Could I roll something to establish cause of death or time? How long he's been dead?
At a glance, what's your forensics?
Forensics is 20. Medicine is zero. Yeah. Forensics is 20.
I got forensics 30. If you want.
At a glance, well, Lugano's going into the bathroom, right? So, at a glance, it probably like a couple of days mm-hmm. he's been dead, but you don't know without a proper look, mm-hmm. and you can't determine cause of death immediately without
okay,
because only like his head is above water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lugano like puts his hand in his. In the joint of his elbow, so it's just like starts coughing.
Glacier, you better come in here.
I don't know if I want to. It smells pretty awful in there.
I'm wondering. I'm like, oh god. Well, that explains the.
Cool. Can you? It makes a smell. Yep. Can you both roll sanity for me, please? Violence.
Oh yeah, baby.
39.
17
under.
Nice. Both under?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you've both seen dead bodies before. This doesn't seem to faze you.
Well, I think we found our friend, Scott Adams. I'd assume so anyway. Perhaps there's some ID in the building that we can match the body to.
This... definitely raises further questions, as dead people don't often barricade doors and windows to stop smells escaping. So either...
yeah, that's true.
Either he knew that, you know, he offed himself, and this is he opted out in the bathtub, or someone's covering up or trying to cover tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose there's no harm in doing whatever is necessary just to establish a cause of death. So if we need to roll or like get him out slightly out of the bath and or drain the water or something.
I mean, it's all making sense now that the room was a bit ransacked. Someone was clearly looking for something, throwing clothes around. Maybe they found what they were looking for, maybe they didn't.
Yeah.
But how did they get out?
Well, the towel was poking through, so perhaps they sort of came left and prepped and pulled it through. I don't know if that's even possible.
I'll give it to you that it seems highly unlikely that someone could have set up the towel underneath the door as they left.
Okay, yeah.
It seems quite obvious that the door, the towel is placed underneath the door and no one's left.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'll also say, Ed, you said ransacked. I wouldn't exactly say ransacked. It doesn't look like someone's gone through looking for something.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
He was just a not particularly tidy person. Is that the impression we get?
Or he was panicked.
Maybe, yeah.
Can I spritz the corpse with our magic liquid?
Sure.
Three gallons of it.
Yeah, you spray it and it's purple all over.
Nice. I'll raise an eyebrow. I look over at Lugano. Let's investigate this room. I think I'm not enjoying the smell in this room. I'm gonna go back in the other room. I don't have the stomach for this.
You do it.
Yeah.
But your forensics is higher than mine.
Here we are. See you soon, sir.
Okay, what would you like to do? Are you draining the tub? Are you trying to pull the body out?
I think drain the tub.
Are you leaving it?
I think definitely drain the tub. There's no point in trying to manhandle a slightly rotund gentleman out of a bath as a dead weight.
After a few days as well, he's got to be a bloated, floaty fella.
Yeah.
Oof.
You get to the tub and you put your hands in. And when you do, you notice there's something on Adams's head. There's a bulge on the top right of his forehead. A whitish tissue, about 3 inches across, 8 centimeters across in diameter. And it's got no hair. It's got no hair on it. And it doesn't look like human tissue. It's just like sitting on the top of his head.
Okay. But
then, Lugano, as you pull the plug out of the bath, something skitters across your hand.
He says in American. Hey, Glacier. Glacier, something's in here.
I'll just sort of rush back in, like, you mean like an animal or something?
I don't know. I didn't catch a glimpse of it, but as I pulled that plug out, something skidded across my hand. And look at that on his forehead. That don't look natural, does it?
When you point and look, it's gone.
Oh,
from Adams's head.
I swear there was a bulge on his forehead, a couple of inches across. I don't know, Wheeler. I might have been seeing things, but we gotta be careful.
I'm gonna holster my gun again, take my hand off, and like sort of shoot a look at you, but like, you keep your head in the swivel there. It's not a good time to lose it.
With the bath drained, does it look? Is there anything standing out, like more bulges or anything like that?
It's draining.
Mm-hmm.
Will you roll sanity for me?
23 under.
You lose one from the unnatural. Nothing else really stands out. The bloody water all drains out of the bath eventually. And Adams's naked corpse is just lying there. And you can tell now with the water all gone, you can see that he's got slashes down his wrists.
Oh.
And it definitely looks like this is how he died.
Do they look like clean cuts?
Yes.
Yeah, like with a razor, yes. Perhaps.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe this was suicide. But why? Why would he wanna kill himself? I'm just gonna play devil's advocate here. If he killed himself, that's fine. That's a man's prerogative. There might be something going on, but if something else was involved, I don't know, corrupting him, or I know what I saw and I know what I felt. For all I know, something might have crawled down that drain hole, and it's all connected to the water system, isn't it? So something might have been involved or coercive to Mr. Adams.
I'll nod.
I think
spray at least 1 liter on the body to be sure. Like, it's definitely the water, so yeah. Did you
you
say there was a reservoir in the town?
Well, that's where the kids have been playing out.
So I think maybe we should go see if those kids can glow in purple.
Yeah, let's have a look if they're playing if they're being La La or Tinky Winking, being a Teletubby.
That reference makes no sense to me, sir. Why are we becoming accents are going fucking ridiculous. Sorry.
Did you say you spray the solution on him?
Yeah, even more. Almost spray it just all over.
Well, as you can kind of wipe maybe some water off him, so you can get a clearer picture. You spray the solution on him, and you can see really faint marks, kind of around his skull, and then all the way down his back, all the way down his spine. It reminds you the same
Billy
marks that are on Billy Ray Spivey.
Can I take? We need something sharp. We need to try and cut his skin.
Yeah, it's the blade around that he would have used on himself.
Sure.
Yeah. Can I pick up the blade and just try and puncture his shoulder with it?
His shoulder?
No, just anywhere, really.
Are you just trying to establish whether he's, like, can be cut?
I don't know why I thought I was prod him in the shoulder.
Yeah, he could be cut. Yep, yep.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I'm just mutilating a corpse. But,
Yeah.
My God, man, what are you doing?
I was just checking he wasn't like that Spivvy kid. You saw him take all those rounds. So, at least we know that.
Well, mate.
They can be shot.
Well, maybe he knew he was turning like that Spivvy kid. Maybe he knew, and that he did this to himself before anything else could happen. Before he fully turned, if you know what I mean.
Hmm. I think that's a good guess. All right, let's take a look at this thing, see if he left any clues, any notes.
Yeah, let's see if he had a written confession or something. That would be perfect.
Yeah, super useful. Case notes, anything like that.
Yeah.
Okie dokie, you go on the laptop, yeah?
Yeah, investigate, please.
So the computer contains 3 files. For some reason, I didn't have them up. Okay, so first seems to be a file of notes. So we've got livestock mutilations. And Jeff, a list of names, telephone numbers, how many mutilations there were. So Jeff Owens, 3 cows, and a list of dates, it looks like. Margaret Allison, 1 goat, dates, etc. There's livestock alterations. There's Robert Gum, 1 cow, missing udder, but in good health, purpose, ? Others like this, operated on and released, ? 9/6, spotted 3 more in a roadside survey, not sure who farmer was. Next category is missing time. Bud Aldrich, 8 for the 8th, 1 hour, 8 for the 15th, 1 hour, 8 for the 29th, 3.5 hours. Louisa May, 8 for the 10th, 3 hours plus, ? And then next category, chopper sightings. Amelie's Hills area, north, 9 for the 6th, 9 p.m, 9 for the 6th, 11 p.m, 9 for the 7th, 10:40 p.m, and in brackets, muzzle flash and discharge. And then lights, many, everyone's seen a few. No correlation I can find, but reports are very sketchy and unreliable. Crop circles, Beau Laramie, 8 for the 26th of the 8th, 3rd of the 9th.
And a phone number.
And then JA, sorry, yeah, they all have, most of these have phone numbers, yeah. And then JA, P, 3 weeks equals 6 months, refuses RX. Got a room for her at the Shut Eye. Alan, Barn, Thomas, Jacobs, Cartwright, and Anderson never go home.
Okay. So at least we know who's next door now.
Yes. Yeah, good shout.
And you've heard about some of these things, right? So you heard about mutilations and lights, you know, etc. And you do know that he's been going around town asking people about this anyway, because he's been to see Angel Spivvy.
Refuses RX.
Or tried to see. So you know that RX is like medicine in the States.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't know why it's RX like that, but it's
some sort of brand name or whatever.
Yeah. It's like a catch-all term for pharmacy products, you know, like painkillers, etc., I think.
Okay.
J-A. Medicine. Do you think P stands for pregnant?
It could just be a first letter, first initial. But the J-A is also a abbreviation, isn't it?
But 3 weeks, 6 months, weird way of putting 6 months, 3 weeks, ooh, if that's the case. This is goddamn American dates.
What was Billy's partner called?
Spivvy. Spivvy's partner.
Jane Allen.
Jane Allen.
Well, that's next handy. Door.
There you go.
Well, I think it's time to go pay Jane a visit.
I've got two more files to look at.
I bet you one packet of Fisherman Friends that P stands for pregnant.
I bet my Casio watch on it.
Yeah.
Do you not find... Okay. Sorry, just quickly. Do you not find that the use of never go home interesting? Mm. You wouldn't write never go home. You'd write never come home.
Or leave, but never go home.
Yeah. Never go home almost suggests like... You shouldn't go. I shouldn't go visit them. Almost. I don't know. I might just be completely misreading that.
Oh, no, I think it's the six people that are always somewhere and never leave that place. Oh, but where is that place?
Yeah.
Well, we've got some hot leads. Thank you, Dead Man.
You'll be able to look up those names quite easily.
Yeah.
In a bit.
They're the only other people left in town.
Yeah.
They also have seven jobs each, so it's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yep.
I'll read this out. It's a bit of a one. So the title is SZE, T, all lowercase. It says, I am wondering about the possibility that the brain translates information in terms of the extrasensory, and that's why it achieves intuition and common sense. For evidence of ESP or extrasensory perception, look for coincidences, especially within words of significance. If I leave you with a few words that are significant to me personally as examples, if you write down the word choice, underline the letters O, I of choice, and underneath insert the binary code that's O, I of course, you will see that the difference between the I and the I is of a number with no head on it. But if consciousness is omniparent, or if consciousness, shall we say, is on open network, we would expect in... on or more of the languages the word for choice to contain the binary code, but we all also expect in one of the words for reason the word on representing a consent code in the same way as ability of on hurt computer is a consent code. And you see, if we read across the word reason in English, it would say r-e-a-s-o-n. If you write down the word neuron, and with the same meaning, the word neurone, you will see that the last few letters of each word neuron is as if they would say the words you are on by sound, using letters as symbols. And on it goes. And it seems to be gibberish. Sorry about that, listener.
This man was clearly deluded.
This doesn't seem to make much sense at all.
No.
Okay.
Is the note written or typed?
It's typed. Okay. It's on a computer. And
this makes sense. This makes sense. Okay, it's all making sense, he thinks.
It's all making sense now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last one, please, sir.
Last one is a sound file. Have you got it? Have you got it?
Sorry, yeah. It's going to take 1 minute. Intermission.
Okay. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
A word from our sponsors.
Yeah, we got Fisherman's Friend.
We got options now.
And then
we got options. When we get NordVPN,
you know, a seascape with a crying seagull. When I'm out on the water, I. I can't go 5 minutes without my Fisherman's Friend.
Old Kevin here, his breath's awful in the morning. You know, one good Fisherman Friend, he's fine.
Sleek, accurate, Casio.
okay,
I've got it, thank you.
We got,
all right, sweet. 3, 2, 1.
Well, that was
odd. It sounds like the beginning of Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Yeah.
We'll have to take your word for it.
Ahead of its time. It sounds like something incredibly slowed down. Mm. We need to find a way to speed that up. Is there any tools on this Macintosh that would allow us to do that?
Maybe there is.
GarageBand?
Do you both want to roll either Computer Science or SIGINT?
Higher. Oh, my SIGINT is dog shit. Computer science.
I have zero for both.
50 Ooh. On the nose, which is a success.
So success, yes, well done.
Nice.
Yeah, you fiddle around with it, Lugano, and you realise, when you listen to it, you realise it seems to be slowed down and reversed. So
well
you
done,
open
Ed.
Up you open up a program on Adams's computer that could do that. It takes you a couple of minutes, and I've got another fucking message to send. I've got another voice to send now.
Do it.
Should I just load it straight to the drive, Jordan? Would that
yes,
be
please, mate. Yeah.
Dealing with. It's been a long time, and we have many things to do, and you are not sure what you are doing. Stop now.
And as a. So it instinctively plays it a couple of times and writes it down.
Yeah.
Because, you know, who wouldn't? And just to confirm, they said something like, we have many things to do.
It's been a long time. We have many things to do. And they're...
Stop now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a long time and we have many things to do and you are not sure what you are doing. A little bit garbled, and it says, stop now.
Mm.
But can you both roll sanity for me?
Handler, was that you?
No, it wasn't me.
I was going to say. Oh, yeah.
Over.
Freaking under. Rolling rocks.
Agent Lugano, you lose one. There's something about the voice that sounds completely unnatural. You might say... It freaks you out.
Yeah. I don't think that a human can make those sorts of noises, do you?
I mean, I'm completely unfazed by this. I'll be like, well, I don't think we'll be here if they could.
I'm completely unfazed.
No fucks given.
Aliens.
Dead body, whatever. Aliens, don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Look, buddy, I don't give a fuck.
The coolest fucking guy that you've ever met.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's fine. No, it's something unnatural about this.
No shit, Sherlock.
No shit.
Well, I think for sure that we have to call this in and make sure it gets cleared up before the local police get involved.
Mm.
Especially with those, you know, lines on his forehead.
You want to call this in now, or do you want to wait until we have a bit more information?
I think we've got a couple of separate instances. We got a localized cleanup that we need to call in, and while we can continue on the bigger picture.
But hold on. I'm just gonna spritz into the air, just like symbolically, not actually trying to make anything purple. Like the moment that we bring those gentlemen in, they'll be exposed to whatever this is. I think we shut the door, we lock it, we tell the motel.
Well,
then.
I mean, that's if you call up and say that there's something contaminating the town, then the people aren't going to come in waltzing in willy-nilly.
Yeah.
They're going to come in hazmat suits and
yeah.
Everything. Like,
okay, you know what? Straight up, playing defense for my character there. He's thinking he doesn't know how far this goes. He knows what the agency's like, and he could very easily end up in the bathtub with a. Well, it looks like suicide. So yeah, he's
quite.
You know what? Actually, George, do you wanna play off each other? I'll roll for persuasion.
Goes all the way to the top.
What, an opposed roll?
Yeah.
Against my what?
How
do you wanna?
I'm not trying to deceive you, but I'm trying to lead you down a merry path of thought. Should we say bureaucracy? Oh God, no, not bureaucracy. Should we say?
Well, no. You're trying to persuade each other, aren't you? So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what? Okay.
Highest persuade wins.
Cool. It's whoever's closest to your score, essentially.
Okay.
I am.
Or
16 over my score.
I am 30 under my score.
Yeah, you win.
Yeah, so Jordan wins, yeah.
Sweet. I'll play that as you will, sir.
So for now, perhaps we say the evidence, I appreciate what you're saying, Glacier, but perhaps we just say that that this room is contaminated and we continue with our investigations, but we have to get this man away, especially as there's clear evidence of tampering of some unnatural being. And, well, the evidence we found in this laptop. And I think we should confiscate the laptop as well for the moment. Just so we can refer back to it.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't imagine we walk around with a USB stick on us.
You can't see behind my sunglasses that I'm wearing, but I'm sort of giving you a bit of a stink eye right now. And I'm like, okay, I think you're right. I think if you want to make that call, then we go speak to AJ next door. Is it AJ? Pretty sure it's AJ. It's JA. We'll go speak to JA next door.
JA.
Yeah. So he calls up Derringer.
You call Derringer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes?
I'm trying to remember Derringer's voice.
Cindy.
Derringer.
Oh, hello.
I've been promoted.
It's Lugano here.
Yeah, what have you got for me?
Well, we've got a dead man in a bathtub with a similar skin condition to our boy Billy, except it appears that he's killed himself. We're making the assumption that he's done it to stop any further transformation. Now, before you press any buttons to get a cleanup crew in, it appears that the town has been contaminated, maybe through the water system. So your spray is turning all science types of violet in the air, and the water that's turning purple too. Perhaps your boys should come in with hazmat suits and certain levels of protection.
Jesus, tap dancing crest. Well. Suicides.
Sorry.
Suicides easy enough to brush under the rug, especially someone like Scott Adams, even though you didn't tell me who it was. But if you're telling me that the whole town's contaminated and we need a cleanup crew in there, then this goes way beyond me. You understand? We call in the CDC. Federal and state governments get involved, and that's it. It's completely out of our hands. Do you understand what that means? I mean, you'll have to answer to them. And the whole town will be quarantined. Now, I mean, if we need to stop the spread, maybe that's what we need to do. But you need to understand that when we press that button, that's it.
Under his breath, maybe walks away from Glacier so he can't overhear, maybe into the bathroom. Lugano's gonna just continue. Look, Derringer, I know the next steps that we have to take, and I know the potentially the sacrifice that the agency calls on agents like myself and Glacier. The next steps are important, I know that, and between you and me, I might not even be around to have to explain myself, but first and foremost, we need to establish who or what is contaminating the water and why.
Well, that's what I was going to say next. You might have learned that this shit's in the water, but that still doesn't understand what kind of strange surgery Billy Ray Spivey went under. Or now the bathtub in the the body in the bathtub, you say went under the same kind of strange surgery as Billy Ray Spivey?
It appears so, but
Well, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't explain the water being contaminated. Doesn't explain that, does it?
No, sir.
Still no closer to figuring that one out. So.
The damage has been done with the water, so I think we just hold off calling in the CDC and the higher ups. It gives us a little bit of maneuverability with regards to conducting an investigation.
Well, let me tell you this. I can give you one more day. I can give you 24 more hours. And that's pushing it. Because we got to stop this ship before it goes anywhere further. You understand me?
And at that moment, the 24 music kicks in.
Ding! Boop!
And the countdown starts.
The countdown starts.
Incredible.
I appreciate what you're saying, sir. He walks back out from the bathroom and he says, quite louder now, so 24 hours, looking at Glacier. 24 hours is all you can give us? Okay.
Yep.
Get it done, son.
Click. Nice.
Well.
That go the way you thought it'd go, eh?
It went as well as I thought it might. We've got 24 hours to try and get a conclusion. He's going to hold off the CDC and state governors and any sort of other official federal bureaus. We need to find out who put the water there and who's doing the surgery. I don't really give a shit about why. Do you?
It's almost like they want to keep this concise to a couple of episodes. Okay. let's go speak to the alderman next. Let's see what he's got to say.
They. And then the alderman's like a town council. The alderman's like a town council.
Do we want to speak to him? Pretty sure we want to speak to him.
Oh no, hold on. We want to go see Jane.
Oh yeah, she's next door. Let's go see her first.
And then I'll gesture, and I'll be like, after you.
Okay, I feel like Richard's gonna tell us that we can't do that.
No, that's fine. You keep saying the alderman, and I want you to know that the alderman is like a town council.
Yeah, he's like a shaman.
Like several.
This
people.
Is the absolute unit of a man, just above law and God.
Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? It's multiple people, don't you? Not just one guy.
No, it's the alderman.
It's just a single man. Please tell me you understand.
He's all of the.
Okay.
Oh, it's all seven people in a fucking alderman, aren't they? That's it. I bet they're called Barn, Thomas, Jacob, Cartwright, and Anderson. Alright, okay. Let's go next door first.
You go to leave the motel room, and as you do, or you get outside, and room 7, the door cracks open, and a thin little face pops out from it. She's got, like, shoulder length, messy, kind of mousy brown hair, and she looks pretty frightened. She says, "Is Scott in there?"
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
He is.
Technically, he is.
Yeah.
Well, I was starting to get worried he ain't come over in days.
We're
Who are you?
My name is, Lugano. That's what my friends call me.
I'm just going to put my hand on your shoulder and be like, "Listen, she's lost her boyfriend. If she is P, then she's going to be concerned. You know, maybe we just don't tell her about that situation yet. We want her on side."
And he just... Mm-hmm. just like, yep.
Another thing. Have you seen my new watch? It's great.
He's dead, ain't he? He's dead, isn't he?
Now, little miss, what makes you say that?
I just know it. He would have come by already. He said he would have helped me.
Helped you with what, ma'am?
I came to him for help. No one else would understand but him.
Well, perhaps we can understand.
And she slightly opens the door, and you can see that she's got a big, swollen, pregnant belly.
Oh, ha. Shit. Ha. 6 weeks equals...
Called
six
it.
6 weeks equals 3 months.
Oh, no, no, it's just written like an American crazy person. So 6 months, 3 weeks. So she's super pregnant.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. I think we're on the same page there. Yeah. Fuck.
He said he helped me. He said he helped me with this. And she points to her belly.
Who did this to you?
Sorry. This is everybody
who did it to me? Well. Well, it would be Billy's, but y'all don't understand. I only got pregnant 3 weeks ago.
Da da da.
Oh.
And we'll pick it up there next time.
Oh. So that's why it said 3 weeks. She looked 6 months, but it's only been 3 weeks.
Yes. Thank you for listening. Please help spread the word by leaving us a review or following us on our socials. All information is in the show notes. Delta Green is an Arc Dream publication. Music and sound effects very kindly provided by Pixabay and Cryo Chamber. Check out Cryo Chamber on YouTube. We'll see you next time.